All right, it's 9:30 a.m. on Thursday morning, the 6th day of August. We'll bring this special session, Somerville County Commissioners Court to order. Let the record show, Jeff Harris, Richard Talavera, Danny Chambers, Chip Johnson, and Wade Bush are all present. Item number one, discuss take action to approve replat of Eagles Nest. Wade, was that you?
Yes, we have two lots in Eagles Nest that are going to combine into one lot, and their claim appears to be accurate at this point, and I make a motion to approve the replat. Second, lot one and two.
I have a motion by Wade and a second by Chip. Any further questions, comments, or issues? All in favor said motion. That's 5-4-0 against. Item number two, discuss take action pertaining to human resources job description. As you know, it was sent out to all of us for review. I got a copy here. If y'all so accept it, then we'll file it with Michelle and it'll be on public record. So if you like the way it was presented to you, I entertain a motion to approve the human resource director job description as presented.
So moved.
Have a motion by Chip. Do I have a second?
Second.
Have a second by Richard. Any further questions, comments, or issues? All in favor said motion. That's 5-4-0 against. You just put that in Michelle's stack. All right, item number three, discuss take action to accept fuel bids. As you know, Patricia and Wayne has worked with the school, and Patricia, I'll shut up and let you say anything you want to say. I think we probably have the same paperwork.
Kayla sent the bids that were open. There were only two. One was Synergy, and the other one is from, I'm not sure how you say it, RICOCHET, Ricket Fuel Distributors out of Euless. The school would like to go with Synergy. I believe they already had a school board meeting and voted on that for themselves. We got a fuel bid for gasoline from Synergy, total cost $3.27. That includes taxes. And of course, that's dependent on the rack rate. The profit was 30 cents from the rack rate.
It's charging 30 cents above rack rate for delivery? Is that what it is?
It just says profit 30 cents. The rack, like today, that day, the rack price was $2.96. And so they're adding a little bit of tax to it and for a 30 cent profit. The diesel per gallon was $4.46. 35 cents above. 35 cent profit.
Is there a difference between Dwayne and I were talking about doing something with this dye fuel, mm-hmm. and why we were continuing to purchase dye whenever it's causing a problem and it causes us to have to follow the court orders? If we got away from dye fuel, would that make it easier on everybody?
Oh, I think from following those reports, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's causing problems with some of the electronics or some of the sensors on the equipment, and Dwayne wants to say something.
Yeah,
go ahead, Dwayne.
The prices that they're giving with us going with the school is astronomically lower. Like today, if I get diesel at the barn, it's $5.30 a gallon.
Wow.
So that's a huge savings by going with the school.
This is 446.16, right? What I'm saying, 4.4616.
Jeff's got some.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jeff.
I know last week gas for this, it was like 420 a gallon.
Regular gasoline?
Yes.
Which now to 327 here. Okay. Well, that's good news, but so getting away from the diet, I know we discussed that, and I don't even see.
I guess that would be something that you need to do when you order it, I assume, right?
Right, right. But I have a delivery set up for tomorrow because we start paying Monday. I want to make sure my tanks are full. But before I told them, I'll let them know today if I'm going to go dive or clear. But since we had our discussion, I am going to go start going clear and go from there. I will ask pricing, you know, just to verify.
I mean,
the school shouldn't be running dive anyway. I mean, they're running clear, so.
Everything at fire department's running clear?
I'm on road here with him too, I just told him.
All, everything on road, which, okay. All right, guys, you have any other questions at all? Trisha or I, or anybody in the audience can try to answer. Well, do we have a motion to move forward with this, Glen Rose Independent School District and Somerville County on the gas and diesel as presented?
I'll make a motion.
I've got a couple of them. All right, I got a motion from Wade, I got a second from Jeff. Any further questions or comments?
I have a question.
I'll try to answer.
Is there a purpose or a reason to have the fuel delivered to, like, your staging area, whatever, the barn, whatever? Is it for convenience, because purchasing gas at the gas station is even cheaper than what they're offering? And would it not be more economical to issue gas cards? Or, I'm just trying to understand.
We did go down that path and it was discussed. I'm not the one with education enough to answer that question. I know that we've got the 500,000 gallon tanks, you know, setting it different, like the fire, the sheriff, the road and bridge. I don't know who wants to take this question. If it's Audra's group or if it's Road and Bridge. Hey, Denise, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Well, from our perspective, issuing gas cards, it's difficult to keep up with. It's a lot more work, and our office currently, as we stand staff-wise, can't handle keeping up with gas cards. It could certainly be something we can look at going forward, but it's not going to help as of today.
We're trying to get caught up on 24 audits and 25 audits.
We're prioritizing in our office, and fuel cards right now are just not, we were not able to handle them.
I understand. I was just asking because I didn't know.
And also, with going with the school, it's cheaper than actually buying at the pump, as far as the diesel is concerned. Because right now, if you go down here, it's $5 a gallon of diesel at the gas pumps, you know. Right now, the way it is, we are paying more. But when we go with the school, we'll be paying less because we can go down here to 7-Eleven with our big trucks, the fire trucks. Because of these smaller...
What's diesel? Come on, spit it out.
This is just a racetrack in Cleveland, it's 466. I don't know what 7-Eleven is, but the second is 466.
Yeah, that's clear, but Glen Rose is always, you know, always been a little bit higher. But by going with the school, we're going to be saving money than going to the pump.
All right, I have a motion and I have a second. Any further questions or comments or issues? All in favor say motion. That's 5-4, 0 against. You'll give that to Michelle for her stat. All right, do we have anything else at all to discuss during this meeting? If not, I ask for a motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
I have a motion by Chip to have a second.
Second.
Have many of them. Second by Richard. All in favor to adjourn. That's 5-4, 0 against at 9:39 a.m. We need to wait here 6 minutes so we don't start the budget hearing ahead of time and somebody think they were left out. So, we'll wait 6 minutes and then we will start the budget hearing.